Slaney Foods in Buntlody in County Wexford has confirmed 42 positive COVID-19 cases. 66 other cases confirmed among staff at a separate meat plant in Bandon in County Cork. Our agriculture correspondent Fran McNulty joins us now. Fran, big numbers here in these two plants. What more can you tell us?
Well, Audrey, these two plants between them employ around 900 people, and the numbers that you have outlined there are significant. We know that the cases were detected through a serial testing regime. The authorities have been in meat plants right across the country on an ongoing basis. A rolling series of tests are carried out every couple of weeks in meat plants to see what the number of people that are there are, what the issues are. We know this happens because up to August of last year, there were close to 1,500 cases across meat plants. The industry had a significant issue with COVID in many of its facilities, and so the authorities got involved, new regimes were put in place, and this testing regime, it has to be said, has kept the numbers down, because where people are detected, they're taken out of the system. And we also know that on top of serial testing, which has been carried out by the state, 100,000 people tested since August. We also know, in addition to that, I am aware that some meat companies are providing rapid testing for their staff themselves. They are so keenly aware of the impact which COVID can have in a meat plant and how quickly it can spread.
And what impact specifically will these cases have on the operations in Buntlody and Bandon?
The numbers aren't small when you look at the number of people who have tested positive. What ABP, which is the company which owns both of these plants, both Bandon and they also own Slaney Foods in Buntlody, they're saying that there is a significantly reduced capacity as a result of this. Now, you know, speaking to people in both counties, the kill is as it normally would be in these plants. The same number of animals are being processed. So either staff are being brought in to cement that, or else animals are being brought away elsewhere. Carcasses have been brought away elsewhere to be processed. So the company has put in place a particular arrangement so that they can continue to operate in the same way they would. But there's no doubt about it, this would be a source of disappointment to people in the sector, Audrey, because they have been going to real lengths to try and stop the spread of COVID in plants. But we know that when it gets into meat plants, it tends to spread quickly. It's the nature of the work. It's how close people are to one another. And in these particular cases, if you look at the community transmission rate in Wexford, as an example, it is amongst one of the highest in the country at the moment. And that has possibly been attributed to this outbreak, at least in Buntlody.
Okay, Fran, thank you very much. Fran McNulty, our agriculture correspondent. Stay with us on Morning Ireland. More to come after this short break.